everybody, and welcome to This Week in Figure Skating for the week of May 13th through 19th, 2013. A week more of lots of small headlines than one big one. Gracie Gold did announce her free skate music, though. She's skating to Sleeping Beauty with Marina Zueva and Oleg Epstein choreographing. She's still withholding any info about her short. She intends to debut at Skate Milwaukee next month. Similarly, Haven Denny and Brandon Fraser have announced their free, done by Julie McCart, Notre Dame de Paris, inspired, naturally, by Merrill Davis and Charlie White. They'll all be debuting at Skate Detroit, moving up to the Senior Grand Prix next year, and hope for a Senior B first. More informally, Italian champion Paul Parkinson, who is getting a short from Jeffrey Buttle, announced on Twitter he'll do a program to Beethoven's Fifth, which ends with a remix by American DJ Wolfgang Gartner. And while we have no music info for Akiko Suzuki, we do know she's gone to Detroit for choreography, as well as general recuperation from the season. It's worth noting she got choreography last summer from Pasquale Carlomingo, Angelica Krylova, and Massimo Scali. And Emmanuel Sandu will get choreography from Lorna Brown, though whether he'll compete with it is not specified. But Parkinson now has a new rival. Ivan Beriev's Italian citizenship has now been confirmed, and Polina Shalpin, too, has gotten in touch with the Russian Federation about her new Israeli citizenship. And though the Federation apparently had to discuss on Thursday whether or not to release him, at least, Valentin Pisiev announced after the meeting they've both gotten their releases. Now they just have to sit out their waiting periods. This was just before Russia announced their national team, starting with the main team, then the junior team and reserves. Though in the first announcement, it looked like Elena Radinova, who won Senior Grand Prix assignments and is guaranteed one if Russia's Mitzer wasn't on the main team, but in the final release she is. Probably the most notable details of the team are Polina Korobeynikova's exile to the reserves, Jean Bush being snubbed altogether, with Sofia Birakova and Feodosia Fomenkov suffering the same fate, and the details of the pairs. Yulia Antipova and Nodari Maizaradze and Evgenia Tarasova and Vladimir Morozov made the main team, but Vasilisa Davenkova and Andrei Deputat are also in the reserves, as are Katarina Garibolt and Alexander Enbert, and listed among the juniors are Kamila Gainetinova and Yvonne Beach, whom rumor had insisted were over. But that wasn't the only report about them this week. There was also another about their now training under Artur Dmitriev. Not the only coaching change reported on this week, either. The same source divulged that Sergei Voronov is now working in Moscow with Ateri Tabaridze, who is taking a change of pace from her normal ladies coaching. He did not talk himself this week, but two of his rivals did. Artur Gashinsky, talking to the Russian media, weirdly enough, still is not admitting he's skating to Anna Karenina, even while talking about reading a book and watching a movie and both loving the music itself and identifying with the characters. Apparently, he draws parallels between them and his own recent experiences. He also confirmed the program was choreographed on the floor with Marinsky Ballet dancer Yuri Smikhalov, Konstantin Menshov, who too would have gone to the States for choreography but didn't because of his World Team Trophy injury, so instead went to Nice to recover, and is going to Latvia and then Sweden, gave a longer interview with Ice Network. He is now back on the ice and thinks his recovery is going well, all things considered, though he still suffers occasional shoulder pain and is advised to be cautious until June. He reiterates that he's more confident than he's ever been, and he thinks he could have medaled at Europeans if he'd only been sent. And after seeing Dennis Ten's success at Worlds, he wouldn't even rule out anything happening there. He thanks everyone for supporting him, expresses a hope that just maybe the Russian Federation learned a lesson from this season, and concludes on the matters, "I'll try to do my best in competitions, and the rest will not depend on me." But perhaps most tellingly, and very much not insignificantly for a Russian athlete, says, "Of course, this season left an imprint on me. However, now it's easier for me to compete. Previously, I always felt that I owed something to someone, and now that feeling has subsided." Two more short interviews with Dem Rivera Bazarova and Yuri Larinov, and with Alexei Gorshkov about Ekaterina Riazanova and Ilya Tichenko. Bazarova and Larinov revealed their short will be done by Nikolai Morozov, and they're free probably by Igor Spielbond. They also talked about getting used to having other elite pairs around and motivating them, and how, by talking with their federation, they have set their aims at the Olympic podium. Gorshkov has not been deserted by his students, as we might have thought. They're currently in Michigan without him until the 25th, but he went with them. He didn't stay the entire time. Spielbond is doing their programs now, and later on June 10th, they'll fly back to Novi, Gorshkov going with them again. Google Translate renders his words about their programs as, "I think in the short dance, we created a completely new image. In an arbitrary two, tried to change. Katya and Ilya, universal skaters, can do everything." Also, Adelina Sotnikova has her new programs from Peter Ternyshev. She talked this week about them, and like Menshov, she is going to Latvia. So is Kovtin, another skater currently in the States. He's working alongside Yorick Hendricks in Indiana. In China, too, the national team has been sorted out except for one spot in the ladies, with everyone being placed in the training center in Beijing except the ice dancers, who are apparently going to go somewhere else. The only other detail about that is Hong Ji is their coach. Though Li Shin, Tong Huang, and Zhang Zheng are listed on the national team, so they're still in it for the moment. Ming Shu Li is also in charge of the ladies, and Yao Bin is still the head coach of the pairs, but while the paperwork apparently apparently still hasn't been finalized, Hung Bo-Xiao is further confirmed as on the coaching team and pretty much designated heir apparent to Yao, and his main job is everyone's artistry, and probably being the main coach of the national team's lower-ranked two pairs, Yuhan Wulei Wang and Zhao Zhuteng and Wen Jiang Guo. Meanwhile, wife Xue Chen is calling skating good prenatal care, but her husband is a little overprotective of what she's been doing on the ice. Though she did do some choreography work for artistry on ice, Qing Pang and Jiang Tang will also help coach the other pairs, even as they compete themselves. Other retirees are less done. Roheen Ward is returning after 5 years of retirement. Says coach, or part-time coach since he's working a lot on his own, Corey Ade, he's giving it one more shot for the joy of being out on the ice. Odd-Eater students also talked this week about working in their new training base in Colorado, and how they like having access to Colorado Springs' various resources and seeing the other elite skaters training there. Younger student Jason Brown talks of working on his jumps with Eddie Shipstead in the World Arena twice a week, and also how he doesn't mind competing against Ward, who is still working with him, saying, "The weirdest part of it will be that he'll compete and then stand at the boards with Corey for me in his costume." Others, too, are getting in place for the next move, and the breakup season is starting to transition into the hookup season, at least according to unofficial word. Caroline Prozhchevskova and Andre Fabry, for instance, not too long after splitting from their previous partners, have, according to unofficial word, hooked up with each other, and she has agreed to move to Milan to train with him with his coach Barbara Fusopoli. Since they both skated at Junior World, they will have to pretty much sit out next season, whether they represent Italy or the Czech Republic, and therefore don't need to decide which one immediately. Her former partner, Michael Seska, hasn't found a new partner yet, but he reportedly has some tryouts in Canada planned later in the summer. Reportedly leaving Canada, on the other hand, is Finn dancer Yusufil Partanen, who's gone home and hooked up with Cecilia Torn, who had previously skated singles. Similarly in pairs, Alexandra Herbrikova is now reportedly in France, though skating with a Swiss guy, Nicolas Roulet, who also previously skated singles, and as she last represented the Czech Republic internationally in 2012, they hope to debut for Switzerland this season. And for things with slightly more official confirmation, Ward isn't the only American guy trying to come back after 5 years. So is former junior ice dancer Ryan Devereux, who chose college over skating in 2008, but has now made himself available on ice partner search. And over in South Africa, the season has already started, with nationals happening Monday and Tuesday. The only senior competition, the ladies, had 5 skaters, with Legion Murray claiming her 5th national title. She managed 1 clean triple, a triple loop in combination in her free, partially under-rotated and fell on it in her short, rotated and fell on her triple salchow, and her 2nd double axel in her free. She landed a clean double axel in each program when no one else in the competition could do anything harder than a double flip. Her total was 101.39. No one else broke 90. Similarly in the junior ladies, the top two broke 90 when no one else broke 80, and winner Michaela Dutoit, though she was initially behind Catherine Wynne Stanley, when she were bound to pass her in the free, approached the century mark. Unfortunately, reigning junior men's champion Johan Wilkinson had things go horribly wrong and ended up withdrawing, leaving Ancio van Tonder as the only skater to finish. But internationally, technically the season wrapped up this week with the annual Adult International in Oberstdorf, where Midori Ito ran off with the Masters Elite Ladies 2 free, her event of choice this year, scoring 70.74 to win by a dozen points. She performed only 7 technical elements, while the other ladies all tried at least 9 and up to 11, though only 2 of them got value for everything. But they included a lovely double axel, as well as a double loop and double toe. No one else did anything harder than a salchow, which made her tariff the 2nd highest anyway, and then her performance was perfect, while all the others had multiple errors. Speaking of international events, it turns out the location of Skate Down Under was wrong. It's actually happening in Sydney. It'll be the first time that city's ever hosted an international event. The rink where it'll be held was only just made fit for it by very recent renovations. In North America, the club competition season is now underway, as is British Columbia Super Series up in Canada, with the Victoria Day competition taking place this weekend in Surrey. It was a very small affair, with only women competing above the novice level, only 3 senior ladies skating the short, and only 2 of them finishing the competition. Nami Inoda won both segments. In the short, she fell in a wind or hit a double axel, but was otherwise clean, while the other 2 girls both landed their axels and blew all their other jumps. And in the free, she rotated everything, and likewise did most of the program clean, though she fell on her salchow and had trouble on her toe. Her hardest triple, the loop, she pulled off in both programs, though it was better in the free. She totaled 122.88. Dana Bobine won both segments in the junior woman, if narrowly. The States, too, saw small competitions, such as the Ann Arbor Invitational in Michigan, most notable for the competitive debut of Lindsay Davis and Rockne Brubaker. Well, sort of. They skated their shortest exhibition because there were no other pairs, and had the judges to score them 54.74 for it. Evan Bates, who watched them, tweeted afterwards, "Really excited to see what these two can do together." At the Colonial Open in Boxborough, Massachusetts, Amy Buchanan was the highlight of the senior ladies, a very small field, tweeting after both programs with hashtags such as successful and worked the whole thing. She was especially happy with what she called the best short she'd ever done, clean and with her 1st ever triple toe. She did rush her spins, but scored a good 43.62 for it. For shows, Parker Pennington's annual skate dance dream went on tonight in Lakewood, Ohio. This year, Pennington got Richard Dornbush, Hannah Miller, and Sean Rabbit to skate, and So You Think You Can Dance finalist Gev Manoukian to dance with the local young skaters. In Korea, as preview videos for All That Skater released, so is the theme, and it is Les Miserables. They're going to have background images to match the movie, a bit of set and props, and the musical's key structure, and the group numbers will all be Les Mis. And of course, Yenna Kim will do her long program. Tickets went on sale Wednesday evening, and by Thursday morning, the show was sold out. And finally, Daisuke Takahashi might not have come to the States this week, but he got some attention over here anyway, as he was featured on CNN's World Sports Athletic series, Human to Hero, his episode airing Wednesday night. Much of it was a basic account of his life, as well as the sillier things, it being CNN, such as his admitting he likes the audience's attention on him, and also that his costumes are designed as partly to make him look taller. But he also confessed to his worries about even making the Olympic team next year, and how he still looks up to his rivals in general. And that is This Week in Figure Skating. Good night.